Lynn Johnson joins me from the city's Parks and Rec Department. Happy holidays, Lynn.
Happy holidays, Dale.
We have to look back at yesterday's weather. A lot of talk about it coming into the day yesterday. National Weather Service putting out the watches, putting out the warnings. And this morning, let's approach people who may have had some tree damage as a result of yesterday's high wind. What's your recommendation, Lynn, if people had tree damage?
Yeah, if people experience tree damage, particularly damage to street trees or city trees in front of their property, we recommend that they either call the police non-emergency number, which is 441-6000, and report that. They will then get in contact with us, and we can prioritize that work. They can also call our office at 402-441-7847 and talk to community forestry staff. They can also email us at parks.lincoln.ne.gov and provide that information. First priority is always getting streets opened up, sidewalks opened up. If there are trees down on cars or houses, those will be early priorities. Next priority will be getting sidewalks and those kinds of things opened up. And then we'll also be working on any hangers or branches that are broken but have not dropped. Those are of significant concern as well. So those will be next priority. And then kind of the last priority in cleaning up after a storm event is getting around to clean up the downed branches. If people have damage to trees on their private property, they can contact their garbage hauler, their refuse hauler, about potentially hauling that away. The Lincoln City Landfill will also accept tree debris, and they can check the city website at lincoln.ne.gov for information about the hours of operation for the city transfer site where they can drop off brush.
Clarify the definition of a city tree, Lynn.
It's really the trees that are between the curb and sidewalk. If there is a sidewalk present, if there's not a sidewalk, then generally we think about those trees as being within maybe 6 or 8 feet of the back of the curb. So really it's trees within the public right of way, generally between the curb and sidewalk.
We recently had a big 70-year-old oak branch give out on us. It had nothing to do with this particular storm. It had to do with some wind earlier in the year. But a recommendation that we were given is to take pictures first in case insurance comes into play with this. If your house is close to the sidewalk and maybe it's a city tree, maybe it's one of your private trees, take some pictures first as you make that phone call to police or to the Parks Department. And then Parks Department maybe get out there. Lynn, here's an awkward question for you. What's your recommendation if it's not a city tree? Does the Parks, and it might be someone who's never had tree damage before, never has had to have an arborist out or anyone to do any work to any of their trees. What's your suggestion for first-timers who might have damage?
Yeah, great question, Dale. In Lincoln, arborists are required to be licensed by the city. Part of that licensing process makes sure that they have the appropriate insurance for doing that work. And we maintain a list on our website of licensed arborists who are doing work in Lincoln. So if people go to trees.lincoln.ne.gov, they can see that list of licensed arborists, and that's a great place to start reaching out to any of the licensed arborists on that list, getting them to come out and take a look at the tree damage and getting quotes for any work that may need to be done.
There you go. That's trees.lincoln, spelled out, .ne.gov. Lynn Johnson from Parks and Rec here. Kind of crazy to talk about water fountains in the wintertime, but the Cascade Fountain isn't just another water fountain. This is a very attractive feature, not at the moment, but will be and has been across the street from Sunken Gardens. So give us a renovation update of Cascade Fountain, Lynn.
Absolutely. Yeah, people driving past that site know that there has been construction fencing up around that site. And actually, yesterday morning, Cheever Construction was removing their windscreen signage from that fence in advance of the wind. So now people will be able to see the work that's been going on all summer long. The construction is nearing the end of that work. I think most of the mechanical work is finished on the fountain. The construction team is busy pouring concrete. They're going to be installing the brick pavers that will have names of teachers and educators on them in a new plaza that is just south of the fountain. Landscaping most likely will happen in the spring, and we right now are planning a community dedication event for renovated Cascade Fountain in the adjoining site in early June. And if people are still looking for a holiday gift or kind of a special person in their life who may be either a teacher or an educator, the bricks that recognize teachers, educators, continue to be available through the Lincoln Parks Foundation. And if people want to follow up on that, they can either contact the Lincoln Parks Foundation or they can go to the website at lincolnparks.org. And like I say, sponsorship of those bricks recognizing teachers and educators are still available.
So Cascade Fountain should be back open or be able to be used after Wednesday, December 15th, a project that is about to begin later this winter, maybe into the early spring, is the new Air Park Recreation Center Williams Branch Library combination. Update us on that project, Lynn.
Yeah, we're really excited about this partnership with Lincoln City Libraries. The existing recreation center is in an old Air Force building that is nearing the end of its useful life, and the current Williams Branch Library is actually inside of Arnold Elementary School, and so it makes hours of operation access a little bit challenging. So we are partnering with Lincoln City Libraries to develop a brand new building at the corner of Northwest 48th Street and Mike Scholl Drive in a park that we call Huskerville Park. There will be a joint shared facility. It will include a branch library. It's going to include typical recreation center facilities. There will be fitness rooms and fitness equipment, game rooms. There will be a gym. There will be some multi-purpose rooms, including rooms that are available for rental for family gatherings and activities. And outdoors, there will be a brand new playground there. There's going to be a park shelter. There's going to be a multi-use lawn area. And that project, we are just finalizing the details in terms of cost and construction. We anticipate right now that people will start to see soil hauled on site to begin preparations for the footings and foundations, probably late winter, early spring. And that building will be under construction for just over a year, and we're anticipating that new facility will open up during late spring or summer of 2023. People go to our website, they can see some images of that building. And we're very excited about this new facility, and there's been a couple of community meetings, and the residents in Airport are pleased about this new facility that's going up out there as well.
If you've heard conversations in the past on Lincoln Live with Lynn Johnson from Parks and Rec, you know that we have included the development of a plan for adding outdoor inclusive play features to Lincoln's parks. Here's an opportunity, Lynn, to update folks and to let them know about a community meeting plan for late January.
Yeah, we've got a working committee that has been working on that process. And really, there's three questions we're working on is really, how do we want to incorporate outdoor inclusive play equipment and activities into Lincoln's parks? We're looking at a variety of options. We actually have a meeting with the working committee Thursday evening, and we're going to talk about, should this be one large kind of central facility? Might we think about two facilities, maybe either north and west or north and south or east and west? Maybe four facilities might be a better approach, kind of a quadrant-based approach. Or maybe a central facility with maybe four satellite facilities. So anyway, we're going to be working through that discussion with the committee tomorrow evening. And then the next discussion will be, once we've selected how we want to do this, then discussions about where. And then we have ongoing conversations about what types of inclusive play activities do we want to incorporate into these new facilities. And in late January, we are planning to invite the community in to review the work that's been completed to date and really ask kind of their opinions on those three questions about how should we incorporate outdoor inclusive play equipment in Lincoln's parks, and then where, and then really more specifically, what types of activities would they be interested in seeing in those areas.
All right, back to where we began with tree damage from yesterday's windstorm. If you have tree damage on property that is the city's responsibility, You can call Lincoln Police to report it, and then they will get a hold of Parks and Rec, 402-441-6000, or you can call the Parks Department directly at 402-441-7847. And if you've never had a need for an arborist or to have any tree work done on your property, there is a list of licensed arborists at trees.lincoln.ne.gov. Lynn, always good talking to you. Thanks a lot. Happy holiday.
Happy holidays to you, Dale.
Lynn Johnson here on Lincoln Live.